Hello and welcome to day number 17 of 21 Days of Praying Like Jesus. Today we continue looking at Jesus as he's praying to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. We pick it up today in Luke 22, verse 43. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven strengthening him. So we see here that as Jesus prays to the Father responds by sending an angel to strengthen him. We also know from the Old Testament that in Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel was praying to the Father, that God sent an angel to Daniel. And so I guess the question is it true for you and I? If it was true for Jesus, it was true for Daniel, is it true for you and I that when we pray, one of the ways that God can and perhaps responds to our prayers is to send angelic help? Well, there's not a lot in Scripture on this. We have these examples here. We also know from Ephesians chapter 6, when it talks about spiritual warfare, it mentions that part of spiritual warfare is prayer, and that somehow it does affect heavenly angelic wars and battles that are going on around that we don't see. So I'm always careful here, what's normative here and not for us as we pray. But I want to give this prayer tip because I think that this is most likely the case, that when we pray, it impacts angelic ministry to you and I. When we pray, it impacts the angelic ministry in our lives. Hebrews says that one of the roles of angels is to minister to believers. And so I do believe, and I don't know what it looks like, all right, because it's in the invisible realm, but I do believe that when we pray, when we are serious about prayer, we are fervent in prayer, one of the ways that God can respond is to send angels to minister on our behalf. And again, I wish I knew what all that looked like, but as sure as a source of encouragement to me, and I hope an encouragement to you. First of all, we don't battle alone. There are angels fighting on our behalf, and I really do believe that their ministry in our lives is impacted by our prayer life. And so what an incredible challenge for us today to think about. Let's pray. Father God, even though you don't give a lot for us in Scripture about how angels help minister to us and how prayer is impacted, I do believe that as we look at the example of Jesus and Daniel and other places as well, that they're involved somehow in our lives when we pray, that is one of the ways in your grace and mercy in our lives, Father, that one of the ways that you empower your people is through angelic help. So thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you. And boy, we're almost done. Can you believe it? Tomorrow we'll be on day 18 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. We'll see you then.